tonight, I want to title this, What Do These Stones Mean? What Do These Stones Mean? I want to tell you where this picture came from. I actually took this picture on a trip to Israel. I am there at Gilgal, which is where we're going to end up tonight. So I'm at Gilgal, and these are the stones that are in this formation at Gilgal that many people believe to be the possible stones that they took from the Jordan River, and they brought them and laid them there as the memorial stones, which is where we're going to go tonight in this sermon. So I want you to know that this photo, and you'll see it again later in an aerial view, this photo is the actual site of Gilgal where the children of Israel would have camped. And this is a potential site where there's 12 stones lined up, a potential place that this could be the actual site of where they laid the 12 stones there at Gilgal. So understand this, the very first place that God takes the children of Israel is a place called Gilgal. And the word Gilgal is interesting because it means a wheel rolling. You know, I could make a good joke here because I tell everybody when Perry walks in the room, I say, you got to watch it because now we're rolling with the stone. That's kind of a phrase I use. You never know what he's going to say. You never know what he's going to do and what idea he has. And I say, just roll with the stone. So what do these stones mean? We're in Gilgal, a place of rolling with the stone. So when you're hanging out with Perry, you never know what that's going to look like. So I want to go to where God first told the children of Israel to camp, and we're going to be in Joshua chapter 5. We're going to start in Joshua chapter 4. You can go ahead and go there in your Bibles, and then we're going to go into Joshua chapter 5 a little bit as well. I want to read one verse. This one's not on the screens for you, but I'm going to just read this verse as kind of to set everything up for tonight. Joshua 5 and 9 says this. Then the Lord said to Joshua, this day I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, this place will be called Gilgal to this day. So it means the rolling away of something, the rolling of a stone. And so this means a place where God rolled away the reproach of Egypt. Now, here's what you need to understand about this story. I have 2 points. And only 2 points that I have to tell you tonight. The first one is this. Gilgal was the place where 2 groups had to be identified. The first group is the fathers and the mothers. So that before you can go forward, you have to know who's a witness of what God has already done. So they wanted them to identify the spiritual fathers and mothers. Now, we're not talking about people that have a genealogy. We're not talking about people that physically have given birth. We're talking about people of faith that have seen what God has done and is imparting that to another generation. So there is a difference in being a parent physically and being a spiritual father and a spiritual mother. So they had to identify first in order to go where they've never been. They had to know what voices to follow. So the Lord said, identify your spiritual leaders. Identify your fathers and your mothers. And then the second thing they had to do is identify which people in the next generation would take up the sword and become the next army. So 2 things had to be identified, the fathers and the mothers, and the warriors of the next generation also had to be identified. So we're going to pick up our story in Joshua chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. These should be on the screen for you. And it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, he said, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, 1 man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan. Now, let me bring you to where we landed in the last sermon. The Jordan River has parted. So there, the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan with the Ark of the Covenant. So now God is telling 12 men to go into the riverbed. There's no water in it. It's completely dry, the Bible says. So there's not even any mud or wet sand. God completely dried it up supernaturally. He rolled it all the way back to the city of Adam. How many of you can see a sermon in there? I don't have time to preach that one, but he rolled it back all the way to the city of Adam. So now we have this dry riverbed, and God tells them to have 12 men to stand where the priest's feet have stood in the middle of the Jordan and carried those stones out and take them to the lodging place where you're going to lodge tonight. So then Joshua called 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark, your God, into the midst of the Jordan, and each one take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. He repeats himself there, says it twice. And these stones shall be as a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Now when the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, they camped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. This is in verse 19 and 20. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. Okay, so here's where we are. We've taken 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan River, and now he has been instructed by God to set them literally in a circle of stones, put these stones in a circle there at this place called Gilgal. And then he gives them instructions. He says in this instruction, first of all, when you tell your children, they ask you what these stones mean. So the first group he's identifying are people who have children, fathers and mothers. So he wants you to identify, first off, who are the spiritual fathers and mothers who have witnessed this day. I need eyes who saw the waters parted. I need people who were there, as they used to sing an old song in my church, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Anybody ever heard that song? They might have only sang that at my church. Maybe somebody wrote it. I don't know. But they used to sing a song, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. I need people who saw the miracle. I don't need people whose hearts are filled with doubt. I don't need people whose hearts are discouraged. I don't need people who are just hanging on, barely getting by. I need some people full of faith who have seen what God has done. They saw the waters part. They walked through the middle of the miracle. I want you to identify people who can say, I know where we've come from. I know what God has brought us through. I need a group of people who have paid the price, who've stayed the course, who didn't give up the faith. Though discouraged, they kept on going. I need a group of people who can be identified. Now, notice this. There is a reason why he wants them. He doesn't want people who are just spiritually mature. He's asking for witnesses. Now, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 1 that every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. So the Lord calls for 14 witnesses. I want 12 stones, and I want a father and a mother. I want you to put 12 stones here, and I want a man and a woman who can stand in the midst of these stones, and when your children ask, what do these stones mean? You will say to them, I was there when the river of Jordan rolled back. I was there when God did it. You can trust me and you can trust these memorial stones, because if God brought me from there to here, the same God that brought me from there to here is the same God that can take me from here to there.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
So God said, I want witnesses. Now, why 14 witnesses? I don't know why. I don't pretend to know the mind of God, but I could guess why 14, because I could tell you that on the 14th day of the month is the day of Passover, and maybe the Lord said, I want to tie this miracle into the day that you left Egypt and you left there with riches, when you left slavery into a life of freedom. I want to tag this on. That's the word we'd use today. I want to tag it on to the Passover story and let you know that when you leave Egypt, God will make your life full and rich in every way. You can be a slave one day and a landowner the next day when you run with the Lord. So maybe that's why. Maybe it's because that 7 is the number of completion on the earth and 2 is the number of the Messiah. Maybe it's because 2 times 7 is 14, and he said Jesus is in this moment. You don't know him yet, but one of these days he'll be born in Bethlehem. He'll die on a cross. He'll raise from the dead, and he'll be the Savior of the world, and I'm putting his stamp and signature on this moment. He completed it in the Old Testament, and he completed it in the New Testament. There's the number 14. He did it for Moses. He'll do it for you. There's the number 14. Maybe 12 stones, because 12 is the number of government, and it's going to represent in the Old Testament the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. But one of these days, the Master will walk with 12 apostles, and there'll be a new government, a government of grace and mercy and peace, a day of deliverance when the Messiah comes to set the captives free and call us into a season of jubilee. So he says, I want you to set up 12 memorial stones. I think we have another picture of this that I want to show you. It is the aerial view of the same picture. So you can see these 12 memorial stones there. He said, these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. 12 witnesses. Witnesses of the origin. Witnesses of the miracle. Witnesses of the victory. Witnesses that, yes, we came through the desert, but we have overcome. Witnesses that, yes, some of them died along the way, but we're still here. Yes, witnesses in the wilderness that God provided. God spread a table in the desert like no one else could. We are witnesses. Yes, tell your children, we fought the Amalekites, but we are still here. Tell your children, King Og of the giants came against us, and Moses led the charge, and Joshua led the army, and the old giant king had to fall because we have fought the giants, but guess what? We are still here. Yes, tell them the story that we thought we were going to starve to death, but the Lord sent quail from the sea and fed us and spread a table in the wilderness. They said we would starve, but we're still here. They said we would thirst to death because there was no well, but God told Moses to speak to a rock, and water came flowing from the rock, and God provided a stream in the desert, and we're still here. Tell your children that, yes, it's been rough, it's been long, it's been hard, but we just put one foot in front of the other. Tell your children that there were days we didn't think we would get back up, but we got back up. There were days we didn't think we'd see tomorrow, but we saw tomorrow. Tell them that there were days that we didn't think we were going to see the finish line, but here we are, all the way in the land of promise. Yes, we have fought battles, but we're still here. And we got hungry, but we're still here. And we got thirsty, but we're still here. And we faced giants, but we're still here. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Why don't you put your own story in there? I came through divorce, but it didn't break me. I am still here. I've come through sickness. The doctor said I wasn't gonna make it, but I'm still here. I lost my job. I didn't think there was a future, but guess what? My hands are still in the air. My feet are still dancing. advancing. Though I've come through loss, though I've come through mourning, I still got the praises of God on my lips. I'm still shouting glory. Oh, it gets tough, but I'm gonna make it. It gets difficult. Oh, yes, I've got a prodigal child, but I'm still here. Yes, I've gone through emotional hell, but I'm still here. Yes, my child's in prison, but I haven't stopped praying. I'm still here. I've come through addiction, but I'm still here. I've come through a court trial, but I'm still here. I've come through financial struggle, but I'm still here. I've come through marital strife, but I'm still here. Disappointed, yes, but I'm still here. Grief and loss sometimes, but I'm still here. Heart battles, yes, but I'm still here. Oh, you can just put the OCI story in there. We have come through transition, but we're still here. We have changed our names, but we're still here. We have come through COVID, but we're still here. Hallelujah. We've gone through leadership change, but we're still here. Have we gone through spiritual battles? Oh, yes, we have, but we're still here. Have we lost some good friends along the way? Yes, we have, but we're still here. And Warrior Fest is still here. And Main Event is still here. And Prophetic Summit is still here. And ISO is still here. And VOE is still here. Come through hard times, but here we are, singing the glory and the praises of God. It knocked us down, but we got up again. Put your own story. I am a witness. God made it fail. I'm a witness of what God can do. I'm a witness that it may get tough, but if you keep going, God can see you all the way to the other side. It doesn't mean there isn't a battle, but it does ensure there will be a victory on the other side. Turn to somebody and say, Satan had a plot, but God had a plan. Tell somebody, Satan had a plot, but God had a plan. I'm still here. Can I get a witness in the house tonight? Somebody that's been through something. Somebody with a battle scar. Somebody with a story to tell. Somebody with a testimony. It's not been easy, but I'm still here. I am fighting the good fight of faith, and my eyes are still on the prize. Well, hallelujah. Global prayer. Satan said, let's stop the prayer meeting. We'll stop everything. Started at the T.O. Lowry Ministry Center. Moved from there to a small church. Moved from there to a barn. Moved from the barn to the small hall at OCI. Moved from the small hall at OCI back to where it started, the T.O. Lowry Ministry Center, which is now ISO. Made a full circle, and guess what? 12 years of praying, and it's still here. 12 years of praying. If you don't believe me, show up on Thursday at 6 o'clock and we'll show it to you. And not only are we still here, but there are thousands online that join us every single week. Why? Because we did not quit. We did not give up. We kept going, and God saw us through to the end. Well, I told you I felt like preaching, so if this is not your style, hang on. I'll calm down in a minute. But it's like fire shut up in my bones when I think of his goodness and all he's done for me. When I think of his goodness and how he set me free, it just makes me want to dance. When I think of his goodness and all he's done, you see, I'm a witness. I saw the devil peek his head and say, I've got you. And I saw the arm of God sweep down and say, oh no, I had him long before you got here. I have seen the delivering hand of Almighty God, and we are witnesses of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Battle scarred, beat up, valleys, disappointment. Somebody say, but we're still here. Shout it one more time. We're still here. You see, we got a testimony. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power of God might not be of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body of the dying of our Lord, the life of Jesus, that it may be manifested in our body. What do these stones mean? They mean we made it. These stones are a testimony that we have seen God's power before, and we will see God's power again. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.